Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Some of you have wanted to set Jimmy Kimmel on fire. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Figuratively, not literally.
Oh boy, I hope not.
Yeah, he set himself on fire on over Thanksgiving. We'll hear that in just a second.
I missed that.
But this is some breaking Twitter news. So, actually, I got a couple of things on Twitter, which is one of the best ways to share information in the history of information, and also one of the worst things that's ever happened to mankind since a man crawled out of the ooze.
If you feel too happy, go on Twitter.
Yeah, no kidding.
Thanks, Twitter!
So have you seen the tweet that's been bouncing around from the new guy that's in charge of Twitter, Parag Agrawal? Have you come across a pronunciation of his name?
That sounds about right. Agrawal is almost certainly correct, but I don't know.
Anyway, a lot of people are, he tweeted years ago, if they're not going to make a distinction between Muslims and extremists, then why should I distinguish between white people and racists? Which, out of context, is a fairly provocative thing to tweet.
Mm-hmm.
In context, he was referring to a Daily Show bit, and in that context, it's just kind of funny and makes perfectly good sense and is nothing. It goes way back years.
Okay.
And it's in, he's tweeting about some stuff going on the Daily Show. So it's not a big deal. That's my only point, is if you come across that and you think, oh my God, this guy's a radical lunatic. He might be a radical lunatic, but that tweet is not an indication of that. Whether or not he's a radical lunatic, this is just out today. And I don't know, because I don't think, is he in charge already, or is old Skinny Britches still running the place, Dorsey?
Jack Dorsey, I think he resigned.
So
I
he's done. So it is, okay.
I can't swear it. I mean, I could check it out. But
I was reading again for the umpteenth time his weird lifestyle about, you know, he walks back and forth to work 15 miles every day and eats one meal a day for like 5 minutes and doesn't eat at all on the weekends. Then he does that whole ice bath, jump into a hot tub or vice versa every night, which sounds awful.
Wow, it's a good way to have a heart attack if you want one.
And he looks like he's coming out of a concentration camp. I mean, he's so skinny. Anyway, new guy today. A Twitter announcement. Beginning today, we will not allow the sharing of private media, such as images or videos of private individuals without their consent. Publishing people's private info is also prohibited under the policy, as is threatening or incentivizing others to do so. So I don't know how many of you, how many times have tweeted a picture that had people in it that you didn't get their consent. Like, I don't know, 100 times probably, but you can't do that anymore.
Wow.
They'll block you or...
So is there a form you fill out? I mean, if like a, me and my buddy are playing golf and I tweet out a picture.
No, you can't.
I have to have his express written consent and run it by Twitter to tweet that picture?
It sounds that way. Tim Sandifer, who's a lawyer, he said, well, Twitter was good while it lasted. Then he said, wait, what am I saying? No, it wasn't. But that would eliminate a hell of a lot of Twitter. People taking pictures of themselves, we're all out to eat or...
Oh, well, wait a minute. Here I am. I'm in L.A. I'm in wherever. And I witness a mob smashing through the windows of my local Target or Louis Vuitton or Home Depot or whatever. I start to videotape it, and then I tweet that, and they're going to quash it until I get the permission of all the looters?
You have anticipated our friend and lawyer, Tim Sandifer, who said, I hereby am sharing images or videos of private individuals without their consent. And he has a whole bunch of pictures at the January 6th, you know, riot outside the Capitol, trying to make the very point you're talking about. Okay, I just took pictures of a fairly major news event with a whole bunch of people in it, and I'm posting their pictures without consent. Is that okay or
wow,
not?
If this is as dopey as it sounds and will be as quickly reversed as it must be, this guy's going to look like a dope.
Reversed as a policy, not legally. Legally, they could do that, I suppose. God, how would they police that?
I can't even imagine. This seems like lunacy to me.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'd have to go through our media on our Twitter, but I've posted a lot of pictures that included lots of things.
Lots of humans. But again, what's the consent process? I don't know. Me and Judy enjoying a margarita. Wait a minute. Did you get that woman's permission? Where's your form? What the hell? That's my question.
What's he trying to avoid?
I don't know. What's he trying to do? Is this guy a wackadoodle?
This is a bad start.
Well, I mean, Dorsey was a wackadoodle. He was a different sort. Yes, yeah, this seems like a crazy start. Yeah, I'm flabbergasted.
Okay. And if you've ever had, you're flabbergasted. So Jimmy Kimmel, this is a little story he told Monday night after Thanksgiving.
I was lighting my pizza oven, and I wish I could say this is the first time I've done this, but... So I turn on the gas and I flip the switch, and usually it lights up itself. And I don't know, 40 minutes goes by and the oven is not lit. So I look in there and I'm like, I grabbed a piece of paper, I lit it on fire, and you'd think I would learn, but yet I haven't. I tossed it in the oven and boom, it came right back at me. It's a good thing I was wearing a hat or I would be bald tonight. Roasting my hair and lightly searing my face. The smell was very bad. I think the reason I was thinking about it, burning hair smells so bad, is it's God's way of telling you, you are on fire right now. Even though the hair on my arm and my head was burned, and even though I was blasted by a fireball, I had a meal to prepare, so I kept going. I didn't even put ice on my face. I looked in the mirror, I went, huh? I took a picture. And I went right back to cooking. I finished every dish. I roasted the turkeys perfectly. I got them on the table because what am I, Guillermo?
You're an idiot.
That's right. That is correct. I'm an idiot. Last Christmas, I chopped the tip of my finger off. Did I go to the hospital? No, I did not. And why, Guillermo?
Because you're an idiot.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's the second time just on the fireball thing that he's done that. And
so
if you've seen the picture,
he started his oven, but it doesn't light properly. Is that it?
Somehow the little clicky sparky thing must not be doing its thing. I've done this before myself, then you get a buildup of gas.
Yeah,
and you light it, and it's a.
We've got a gas fireplace, and Judy about did that last year.
Yeah,
not good.
No, it's
the
not.
Old FB, the fireball.
Yes, Michael.
Here's the story for you. I remember my great grandmother. Decided to put too much lighter fluid on the barbecue.
No, we didn't such know, thing as too much lighter fluid.
Well, we didn't know what she was doing. We weren't paying attention. All of a sudden, she lights that thing. We look outside. There's a flame shooting above the house. And so almost caught the house on fire.
My dad was a gasoline guy. Why waste time with lighter fluid?
Boy, that yields really good taste in chicken, too. tastes like petroleum.
Oh, this is good chicken. Is this the 87? Because the 91's too rich for me.
Hi, Dad's high-octane chicken.
You kind of picture a guy like Jimmy Kimmel. Not that people don't, I guess, I don't have any enjoyment out of cooking. Do you like cooking?
Yes, I do, actually. Some people, like grilling.
I know a lot of people love it. I'd be perfectly happy to never, ever prepare anything the rest of my life.
I agree with that, too, though.
I get no enjoyment out of it.
Yeah.
But you'd think a guy like Jimmy Kimmel's either got somebody that does it, but he must really, really like cooking.
Yeah,
but to
sounds like he does.
Set himself on fire twice in a couple of years. Well, like his friend there said, you're an effing idiot. The picture of him, his face is raw red if you haven't seen the picture.
Oh,
That's too close for comfort, man.
It's a little scary.
Yeah, I'd say so.
There's some parts you don't bounce back very well from getting burnt.
Like your eyeballs?
For instance.
Yeah.
Your eyeballs.
Well, I guess that's it.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.